It's difficult. This is an intense environment. I think the country is divided culturally, not just, you know, here in Washington. And people understand that we are entering a very historic inflection point. That's why we all say on both sides of the aisle, this election is the most important of our lifetime. There are two very different visions for the future of our country. Look at the president's 10-year budget. He says, if you show me your budget, I'll show you your priorities and your values. His budget, among other things that he prioritizes policy-wise, is the highest level of spending, taxing, and borrowing in the history of the United States. We cannot sustain that. Our economy has been hurt. Our families and working Americans have been set back to the tune of $17,000 a year in terms of real wage loss. Our economy's teetering on recession and maybe stagflation, which is even a greater conundrum. We have to make some serious course corrections. We've talked about the farm bill. We've talked about debt. There are other threats, certainly investing in our defense. Food security, by the way, is part of that. I've always said that and have to make that argument to my colleagues. But we where you can, you got to reach across the aisle. Where you can, you should find consensus because it's more sustainable for the country and it's better long term. But it's difficult in these days because there is a stark difference in direction. And I think because of that, emotions are running really high. But we passed a debt commission that brings both parties together to deal with not only the debt, but the insolvency of Social Security and Medicare, because that's ultimately how it's going to be solved. And I think GT is working very hard to get a bipartisan farm bill because he understands in the final analysis, that's what we have to do. And both sides aren't going to get everything they want, but that's governing. And that's how this country's run for almost 250 years. So we keep pushing through in that manner, recognizing that there really are some stark contrasts and differences in where we want to take this country, and that's just the reality.